The Broncos head to the Bay Area this weekend to face the Raiders, and now we're joined by 850 KOA's Dave Logan, and you've been a part of this rivalry for a long time. Do you think that maybe it's starting to get back to the way it used to be?
Well, we'll see. I think that in order really to have a competitive rivalry, the other team has to win every now and then. And the Broncos have been so good against the Raiders lately, 7 consecutive victories, and they've really dominated this series. But make no mistake about it, even though Jack Del Rio is smart enough not really to comment on that in the press, he looks at this game differently than he does any other game on the schedule for the Raiders. He definitely wants to have his team play great football and find a way to upset the Broncos, so it should be a good game.
What do you think about some of the younger guys that they have over there? Derek Carr, his second year, and then Amari Cooper as a rookie. He's been making some plays.
Yeah, I had a chance to see Amari Cooper quite a bit in college, and I was really impressed with him. I just think he's a great young receiver, has a perfect demeanor. He's a guy that is team-oriented. And a guy that is just exceptional getting into and out of his breaks. And I think when you watch him on tape, for a young receiver in his first year, he doesn't look like he's a rookie. He looks like a second or third or fourth year receiver, very, very good at running routes. He's a good ball catcher and bigger than you might think. So it'll be an interesting matchup with Tlaib and Harris on Amari Cooper.
As for the Broncos offense, we're hearing maybe they'll split duty at running back there with Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson. Ronnie had that huge run last week, but C.J. has been the guy. What do you think about that, having two guys just really kind of being 1A and 1B?
Well, I think the days of a one-back system with one guy getting 25 to 30 carries a game are long gone. I think you have to have two, and sometimes you even have to have three. And they have different skill sets. I mean, CJ, of course, last year didn't get a lot of playing time early and then wound up playing in the Pro Bowl. Very powerful and able to break tackles. We haven't seen a lot of that so far this year. I don't know that he's completely healthy. And then Ronnie Hillman, I think, is a great zone runner and has that gear that once he gets loose, not many guys are going to catch him. So they've been a nice compliment. I think the Broncos would like to see one of those guys surface and basically tell the coaching staff, look, it's my job, and you figure out how the other guy gets some carries.
Well, we'll see how they split the carries this weekend as the Broncos head into the black hole. If you can't watch it on TV, make sure you listen to 850 KOA. For Dave Logan, I'm Phil Maloney for Broncos TV.